Good morning. Bless His holy name. We're on. Today is Friday, May the 24th. You dialed into Maximum Radio, and you're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today's theme is Jesus Christ, our banner. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes, and I say welcome to all of our prayer partners and friends everywhere. It is an honor and privilege to be up and ready to do the Lord's will on this day. So thank you for tuning in early. I see our switchboard is illuminated, totally illuminated. So thank you for dialing in. I tell you, if I sound a little bit excited, it's because of what God is doing. And I'm thrilled every day as I wake up to a brand new day, anticipating what He has planned, what He is doing, and what He's allowing us to be a part of. Before we head into prayer, I just want to share with you on today the word, or rather the name of God that we're meditating and focusing on today. I tell you, that is such a blessing. As we go through the names of God, every day we highlight one name. And today, the name that we're highlighting is Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner, the Lord, my miracle. You could make it very personal. The Lord, my banner, the Lord, my miracle. And that occurs in the book of Exodus, in chapter 17 and verse 15, where Moses, right after the battle with the nation of Amalek, he built an altar and he said, "The Lord, my banner." Let me just read that for you, if I may. Nothing like getting it straight from the Word. Here is what he said. Now, he was just on the hill in the mountain. The sun, the sun stood still. The day, time was suspended. That's how powerful our God is. And it says, Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." Wow. He called it, "The Lord is my banner." He said, "For hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord. The Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation." In other words, God not only gave them the victory over the Amalekites, but He also assured them that this victory will go on for generations after generation. That's how complete God is. So that's what we're focusing on today. As we go before Him, we're understanding that He is our banner, and He's also our Lord of miracles. The Lord, my banner. The Lord, my miracle. Well, a quick praise report on yesterday. Our church organization had to be in court in a case where we're the landlords, and the tenant was belligerent in terms of being very far in arrears in rentals and. I'm sorry, in the rents. And so God assured me, and I appeared in court and was very quiet and composed. just in the confidence of the Lord. Just like Moses on the mountain, Aaron and Hur just held his hands up. I just held my eyes fastened to the Lord and kept trusting him and anticipating a mighty victory. Well, the Lord showed up and just discomfited the adversary completely. And so that it was, all we did was stand by and watch, even as the courts, the judge and the court officers, they took control of the other side, as the other side was extremely irate and belligerent. And so we're rejoicing and want to thank you for holding our hands up as we anticipated this. Well, I see that our special guest is with us today, and I do want to welcome, and I ask you to help me welcome Crystal Warren, wonderful lady, wonderful spirit, and she's an extra special guest today. Every one of you are a guest, but she's extra special today. And she is director of artistic director of a dance, a liturgical dance ministry called Revelation. And she's also a member of Christ Church here in the great city of Newark. And so I want to welcome her today. Well, welcome, Sister Crystal. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just enjoying the Lord of what he is doing. I'm just anticipating what he's going to do in the next moment. He's just truly awesome. And I would like to say to our prayer partners that if you find that your spirit, in your spirit, your faith is being expanded, not simply stretched, but expanded, so that your territory, the boundaries are being enlarged, and your tents are moving outward in terms of expansion. Well, it's because of what we're doing here on every morning. God is just wonderful in allowing us this great privilege. So, Sister Crystal, for your benefit and the benefit of all of our prayer partners that are on, our prayer target for today, the first one was our praise to the Lord, and we certainly opened doing that. And then we want to pray for an outpouring of the Spirit on the church in our communities and in the region. We're talking about the churches. I'm talking about the big city, not just my church or your church, but everywhere. We want a deluge to appear and to just do something, stir up the atmosphere, quicken the saints, transform the region spiritually. And that would lead to other transformations. Then also we want to pray for Israel. That is something that's on the heart of God as well. And so we're praying his will. We don't want to pray amiss. So those are some things right up front. So I'm going to ask you, Sister Crystal, you're what is typically called a praise dancer. So if you could lead us off in prayer today. First, I want to make sure that we are cleansed and are standing with holy hands. So let me ask God to wash us and cleanse us. Then I'd like you to take over and just give God some praise, lead us in some praise for all that he's done, what he's doing, and the things that are yet on his agenda that are just wonderful to benefit the earth completely. So once again, this is Global Time with Jesus Christ, and we are going to pray now. Father, we do thank you for this awesome privilege of coming together like we are these moments to look to you, to be completely dependent on you, shamelessly so, just completely relying, being helpless and humble before you and in your presence. And even as we come with our praise and with thanksgiving, we want to ask you to cleanse us and to wash us from every stain, every wrinkle. Just cleanse us by the precious blood, that blood that's reserved from Calvary for our continuous cleansing, our continuous remission of our sins. So we thank you today for forgiveness, because you promise that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to not only forgive us, but to cleanse us. And we covet that forgiveness and cleansing even now. We stand before you and we throw our crowns at your feet. We bow low before your throne, because you are truly our banner and our miracle. We bless your name. Thank you for receiving us in audience. Thank you for accepting our petitions, even as we offer them to you for your honor and for your glory. And all the saints said, amen.
Amen.
Now, praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace with humble hearts, Lord God, we just surrender ourselves to you, Lord God. We dedicate our lives to you. We recommit ourselves to you, Lord Jesus. Please use us that as you will, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your love. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. It is sufficient. Father God, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we pray for an outpouring, Lord God, like never before, on your people, Lord God, on your churches, Lord God. Thank you, and we honor you, Lord God. We know that there's an awakening coming. We pray for an awakening to come, Lord God, to come to pass, not for just our city of New York, Lord God, but for the region, for the nation, for the world, Lord God. We stand on our post as warriors for Christ, Lord God, to give you glory and honor on the front line, ready to fight the adversary, Lord God. We just thank you, and we lift you up, Lord God. Jesus, touch everyone on this line right now, today, Lord God.
Yes.
Touch each and every person we come in contact with, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, help us walk in love, Father God. Help us to love our neighbor like never before. Our neighbors are important, Lord God. Our neighbors, Lord God. Let us go out into the marketplace, Lord God, and spread the gospel, the good news of your saving grace, Lord God. That means on our jobs, Heavenly Father. So right now, on our jobs, I pray for jobs. I pray for the churches who are on the job. The church is us. The church is our hearts. The church is individuals who go out into the marketplace in their jobs, Lord God, in schools, Lord God, in the educational system, Lord God, in our communities, Lord God, in the marketplace, like in the grocery store, Lord God, in the department store, Lord God, at the gas station, oh God, as we go and minister, share a kind word, Lord God. Let your love and your countenance shine upon our faces, oh God. Let your love shine and encamp around our hearts, Lord God. Let us have pure hands and clean hearts, Lord God. That's the only way, Lord God, we can serve you. Father God, as we reach out, an outpouring of the churches, oh God. Jesus, this on my heart, has been on my heart for many, many years. Not just the church, Lord God. Not just from the congregation on up, Lord God, pastors and ministers, evangelists, Lord God. We walk in faith.
Yes.
We walk in faith, Lord God, and we love you. And we thank you, Father God. Just give us the strength. Give us the words that comes from the book, from your book, Lord, the Holy Bible, Lord God, just to minister to other people, to be a footstool, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you. We also lift up Israel on today, Lord God. Bless Israel, your city, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Israel, Lord God. We thank you for its people, blessing Israel. Blessings upon your people. Give them strength, Lord God, where the weak.
Yes.
Build them up, Lord God. Help them to be strong. Fight as warriors for Christ. We are all ready to do battle for you, Lord God. Whatever
yes.
you want us to do, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I pray. Thank you, Lord God. Your saints say amen and amen and amen. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
We're believing God. We know, and certainly I have come to the conclusion that a hunger for a visitation is what is necessary prior to a visitation. In other words, it won't happen unless we have a hunger and a thirst. And that's what it means when it says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Righteousness is right living, and we want to see life right living in our cities, in our families, in our homes, in our churches, in our communities, in our region or state or nation. We want to see it around the world. And this is where things are going to end up for all eternity. And we want to pray into that and pray in that direction. We want to have a hungering heart, and that must be on the forefront and on the cutting edge of our prayers, our desires at all times to see God pour himself out, visit us in an unprecedented manner. Now, visitation from God is not new to this region. It will be new and fresh when it does occur, but it has happened before, and God has really moved. There's a written record of that in many, many instances. So we thank God, and also we thank God for the opportunity to pray for Israel. He says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is where the Lord will be headquarters on his return. And obviously the enemy is opposing that eventuality. And we are to pray that Jerusalem would come into alignment. Israel would come into alignment. So we thank God for the king over Israel, which is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Well, thank you for your prayers with us, and we do want to continue, and even as we prayed to make space in our atmosphere, in the atmosphere of our community, for God to move, we want to pray for wisdom. God will open doors and opportunities of favor and alignments for us, even on today. So let us ask God for wisdom. So I do want to pray for that. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word gives knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding to all who pay attention to its truth. You promise to impart wisdom to us if we will listen to your words and attain unto your wise counsels. We therefore enter your presence with complete trust, knowing that you will give us wisdom according to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. Heavenly Father, fill us with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern your will. With you, Lord, there is both strength and wisdom according to Job chapter 12 and verse 13. Heavenly Father, let our mouths speak your wisdom. Because of the righteousness you have imparted to us according to Psalms chapter 37 and verse 30, in the hidden part of our life, make us know your wisdom, according to Psalms 51 and 6. Teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom, according to Psalm 90, verse 12. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge makes us happy, full of joy, because the gain of it is better than fine gold. By wisdom, you founded the earth, and by knowledge, you established the heavens, according to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 through 20. Christ Jesus, we thank you that our eyes of our understanding are continually being enlightened, that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for your people. We thank you for your exceeding greatness. We believe, trust, and rely on you only, Heavenly Father. We believe that your Son, that he died on the cross for our sins. We believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he now sits at your right hand, according to Ephesians 1, chapter 7, I'm sorry, verse 7, 17 through 23. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending him who represents your power and wisdom to us, because we are in him and desire to always abide in him. He has been made unto us wisdom, hallelujah, and righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, according to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 22 through 31. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And all the people said, amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Saints, there's a confidence that is rising up in each of us even now. There's a confidence, and it's moved by the Spirit of God. And this confidence is going from faith to faith, from glory to glory, because we're sowing every day. Like a farmer, we're tending the ground because there's an anticipated harvest. And so our faithfulness is seeding good ground. And we believe in God that his plan and his purposes will come forth mightily, even as a tornado that would sweep our communities, sweep our families, our homes. So right now, even as our time winds down in the few minutes that we have left, we want to pray a prayer that is bondage-breaking, because we're talking about bondages that we want the outpouring of God to affect and to break. So let's begin to speak what we want to see. So I'm leading us in saying, Lord Jesus, your word says that your anointing breaks and destroys all yokes of bondage. So today we ask you now to cause your anointing to break and destroy any yokes of bondages, along with all their works, their roots, their fruits, their tentacles, and links, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we can list those bondages, those tentacles, those links, their deception, their desires of this world, their disbelief, their disdain, disobedience, rebellion, dissension, division, divination, yes, witchcraft, doubt, egoism, envy, false burdens, fantasy lusts, fears. Yes, we stand against the spirit of fear, fornication, fretting, giving up, offenses, gossip, greed, guilt, hard-heartedness, heaviness, hate, haughtiness, hypocrisy, idolatry, impatience, indifference, intimidation, intolerance, irritation, jealousy, being judgmental, laboring, lasciviousness, legalism, lust, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, lust of the mind, the pride of life, lying, manipulation, misbelief, murder, plotting, presumption, pride, provocation, railing, resentment, restlessness, rigidity, rudeness, sexual idolatry, sexual immorality, sexual impurity, sexual perversion, selfishness, self-centeredness, self-delusion, self-confusion, self-righteousness, self-condemnation, self-criticalness, self-analysis, self-deception, self-pity, sodomy, strife, shame, slander, stiff-necked, struggling, taking offense, tension, unbelief, uncleanliness, undermining, unforgiveness, unsubmissiveness, vanity, worry, worldliness, wickedness, mischief, perfectionism, oppression, depression, frustrations, addictions, dependencies, murmuring, complaining, petulance, all unrighteousness, sin, consciousness, demon consciousness, following the ways of man, intellectualism. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us deliverance and freedom from all these bondages in the name of the conquering Christ, the Lion of Judah, none other than Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We stand in victory against all of those spirits, against all of those tentacles, bondages, and roots. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Even as our time winds down, I want to encourage all of you. You're just so faithful and just so committed. I watched even as you signed in just before the broadcast starts and the countdown is on, and I said, praise God. Thank God for the... Now we just have about 10 seconds. I just want to breathe a word of prayer and thanks to the Lord for Sister Crystal. Sister Crystal, be blessed on today. We thank God for you. And may every activity that you engage in today be blessed of the Lord. May doors open that should be open, doors closed that should be closed, and that favor the angels of favor would go ahead of you to bless your way and to bless your path. And that is true for all our prayer partners today. May you have exceeding great joy today, even as you witness the hand of God moves above, underneath, and around you. So we thank you and do bless God for you on today. Praise
God. Thank you for having me on.
Bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, glory to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you all, banner. Hallelujah.
Yes. Lord, my banner. The Lord, my miracle. Believe for miracles today.
Hallelujah.
And God bless you richly.
Hallelujah.
And God bless you, Pastor. God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you for being awake with us. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of this prayer episode, I call it today. Thank you so much. Yes. God is good. Imagine if you had to wake up without it. That's a scary thought. No, not really. Not really. One is deceived and lying to themselves if they think that they can. You know, he's just a keeper, even when we're not thinking of him or not faithful to him. He just goes about doing what he is about, and he is God. He is truly our banner and our miracle. So just want to thank you. And so what's your next project? What are you doing? What are you working on right now? You said you have a birthday coming up?
Mm-hmm.
When? Wow. Awesome.
So I had, after the first, we plan to start back up, to start our workshop. We're going to have dance workshops every Saturday. We're receiving some new dancers in, some other dancers who are coming back. I've just been busy in a way, and I'm just glad what God's doing. He's building a movement. Every time I say it all the time, we're warriors, standing on the front line, and, you know, I'm standing there. A lot of us are moving into the vision,
mm-hmm.
you know, what God's calling us to do, especially with the dance. So we're going to start having workshops every Saturday evening in New York to work on technique and structure and building strength. A lot of dancers, they worship God, they love the Lord, but they have to work on their strength, their body strength, to be able to do like a long dance piece or a long concert piece, or, you know, just to keep their stamina up and stay in shape and all that other good stuff. And so I just believe God for bringing us to the next level.
Yeah, I imagine they have to, it's required of the cardio requirements are substantial. Yeah, I imagine. And I mean, it goes without saying, a person that does the dance, that dances, you know, performs like that, would have to be in cardio shape.
I shut down the dance ministry twice, because not so the lack of focus on the other dancers, which a few of them had gotten the jobs and they couldn't come anymore, and since the numbers went down. So God told me to shut it down for right now, because this is not what I want. People aren't committed like I am.
Right. Right.
And, you know, I need warriors, you know, and I can build warriors. They have the heart.
Right.
They have the heart and the mindset and the word in them. That's what, I don't care if they can't dance. I can teach them.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would rather have someone who has a heart and a mind for God, and you see the fruit on them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, allow me, if you will, to drop this in your spirit. Looking forward, focus on, I'll tell you what I'm saying, that there's an outpouring in this region. It's imminent. It's overdue, actually. It's imminent. I mean, and prophecies have went out. I don't know how many prophecies from significant individuals in the Lord. I'm talking about real prophetic individuals over the years about the East Coast, about this region. And, excuse me. I see you and your troops, so to speak, being ready and prepared to go forth in that whenever it occurs, however it occurs, and wherever it is, you know. But I think it would be God glorifying if you work towards that.
Mm-hmm.
This outpouring that will come. In other words, if you and in your heart and your associates have some sense of wanting to see that and desiring that, because it's going to be powerful. And so what you all are doing now is preps for that. I mean, and it's going to be extremely demanding, heavily anointed as well, and I can see it happening. I can see it happening, and I see where because one of the yokes that's one of the strongholds that exists in this city, for example, has to do with selfishness and independence, even at the level of the churches.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants to break down all of that. I see when this outpouring comes, it's not going to be me, my church, your church, or whoever else. It's not going to be about none of that. It's going to be just about the presence of God. That is so refreshing, you know, a sense of awe of the Lord that all of the other stuff seems like foolishness, which it is. You know, we're able to see and experience the reality of God in an unprecedented way, and at the same time are extremely repentant for where we've been. So that's what's going to happen. That's coming. That's coming.
And you know what? It's like you said ready and prepared, because 4 years ago, God just kept saying to me, prepare. And I said, well, prepare for what? What part of my existence do you want me to prepare for? He said, just prepare. And he meant in my business. He meant the dance. He meant all the art form, the filmmaking. He said, just prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready.
Yes.
And now, as the 4 years, I'm like, I'm looking at my journey. I'm looking at my spiritual walk. I'm looking at all the changes in me that have occurred. The enemies, I'm reading The Necessity of an Enemy by Ron Crosby. It's a powerful book about your enemy is not your enemy. A person that hates you, a person that, you know, that your enemy is a family member, a close friend, you know, and the enemy uses them.
Right. They're tools.
To stop you from your purpose.
Yeah, they're tools.
I'm saying that to say is that leading you, I've met
Mm-hmm.
I've known Billy mostly all my life. It's just different people who are placed in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I value tremendously because mentors, you can't do anything without mentors, without prophets, without people speaking into your life to encourage you, to uplift you. And when you do so much for so many others, and then, you know, and I was like, what? I'm not getting that back. And I was surrounding myself with the right people. Meaning that, you know, you need to be, if you want to be successful, you have to be around successful people, or be more spiritual and more closer with God. You have to be around godly people in higher positions.
Well, it says, the word says, he that walks in wise men shall be wise. He that walks with fools shall be destroyed. Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely correct.
I speak the word of God in layman's terms sometimes, so, you know, people don't understand it, but exactly.
Yeah.
So I've noticed my circle of influence is growing.
Right.
And too much is given, like you said, too much is given, much is required.
Right.
You know, just with my different assignments in ministry.
Right.
And it just, my assignments are growing. And I just said, praise God, so I'm honored that he uses me and his will to walk in this purpose in my ministry wholeheartedly with boldness and no fear. And because, let me tell you, 2 years ago I was a mess.
Mm.
I was everything, shy, holding back, was scared to pray, was scared to do this, scared to step forth, scared to speak up, scared to this, scared to that, you know. And we can't walk around like that.
Mm.
So
yeah.
I think it brings God towards that bondage being broken.
Right, right. Well, there's many deliverances for us. You know, it's a whole process. I mean, I look back at my own growth and development, you know, it was some work that the Lord had to do and still has to do, because, you know, you have to break through from level to level, and it's always you know, it always requires breakthrough. At first, one does not even realize that that's what the process is, and one might even be resistant to it, thinking that you reach a place where, well, this is it, I'm good right here. There's no such thing as long as life remains. You know,
right.
You're going from faith to faith, from strength to strength, from glory to glory. And I like where I am now much better than where I was. I suspect I'm going to like where I'm going better than where I am right now, you know. You know, I'm used to the process because I understand that that's what it is. And so, you know, it's a wonderful thing that, you know, we don't have to be stuck at a place. We can always go to the next level and be this being that is in metamorphosis, you know. It's just a tremendous thing. So I'm glad for you, and thank you once again for being with us this morning. So that's what we do every morning, and it's necessarily short. When the Lord spoke to my heart about it, I was, okay, Lord, I'll see. I mean, I'm following the Lord. He's like going someplace, and I'm just following, you know. Personally, I'm being so blessed every morning, you know, Monday through Friday, with the program and the prayer episodes. It's just, you know, and I'm able to go out and actually be able to track the Lord's hand and the Lord's mercies and his grace and his favor and all of that. Once you start your day this way, you know, you're able to see clearly, 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 you know when to speak, you know when to shut up and all of that. Like yesterday we, well, I will, my attorney, well, our attorney and myself, who were in court because we have this building right next to a building that we own, and we have a tenant there that's supposedly supposed to be a Christian organization, but that's in serious question at this point. But and I watched how the Lord just did his thing, you know. And before, you know, going to court a few days last week, the Lord just says, you just be, say as little as possible when you get there. And I tell you, I mean, I did just that, you know, except when my attorney, you know, asked me to speak, you know. And but I was just so at peace and so relaxed. And watch how the adversary confused themselves, did not know what to do, which way was up, and in fact left out of the court extremely irate because, in fact, the judge almost, well, he did say, you know, because the person was loud and boisterous and supposed to be a minister, saying to the judge, shouting unkind or disrespectful words at the judge, and the judge said, listen, if you don't stop, I'll hold you in contempt of court. You know, yeah, and the court officer asked, just went after him as he went out the door and asked us to stay in the courtroom so we don't have to encounter that guy out there, you know. And so, I mean, God was just awesome. And it's every episode of circumstance, you know, you're kind of learning God, how he does things. You know, it's just awesome. So listen, have a good, did you have breakfast yet?
No, actually, getting ready to go. It's 7:20, go in with my mom to ShopRite, get a few things, and we'll be back probably around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Mm. So the next time you come on, you have to prepare breakfast and bring it on with you so we can all eat. Well, you all go out and be blessed on today. So we thank you so much, and we'll talk.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. We have a blessed and wonderful day as well.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Okay. Talk to you.
Bye.